Good afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the members and friends of California's Elmira Baptist Church. Let me welcome you today. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm glad you joined me this afternoon. Today is Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. How much time have you spent with God today? Today's verse is from Daniel chapter 9. If you have your Bibles, turn to Daniel chapter 9. Here is Daniel's prayer. We know Daniel was a righteous man because there is no man that's perfect. We're not saying Daniel was perfect, but boy, he was sure as close as you're going to get on the human scale of perfection. He stood for righteousness. He stood against Nebuchadnezzar when others went along with Nebuchadnezzar's wickedness. And he wasn't afraid to tell Nebuchadnezzar how it was. So it's interesting that in Daniel chapter 9, in verse 3, Daniel says, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession. Made my confession. Wow. What would Daniel have to confess? Well, he continues, I made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. You can read the rest of Daniel chapter 9 for yourself and watch and learn as Daniel confesses the sins of his nation. I think it's a good instruction for us to be willing to stop during our time of prayer and instead of feeling like we're pretty good, to confess the sins of our nation. Now, I know this is a hard thing to do. We like to think we're pretty good people. We like to think our nation is a pretty good nation. But I don't think it would take much thought or much time for you to think of some things that you can confess about our nation. Certainly there are many Americans that are in outright rebellion against God, denying not only his authority, but denying his existence. And there's a huge number of Americans that while they may claim they believe in God, their lives do not line up with God's word. Then as we get closer to home and I look in my own heart, I encourage you to look in your own heart, to ask God to search you, to try you, to know you. You know what we find? We find that same attitude of rebellion, that same selfishness, that same self-will that Daniel had to confess. So take some time as you meet with God today, or if you've already met with him today, carve out some more time or meet with him tomorrow morning and confess your own sins and the sins of our nation. Let me mention a couple of things. We have a busy weekend coming up. This coming Friday is our teen event at 6 o'clock, and we're going to need to move that to a new location. I'll let you know that location as soon as I know it, but that's the teen event this coming Friday, still at 6 o'clock. The Saturday morning workday is on, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll be there a few minutes earlier than that. If you're an early riser, you come on out at 8:15 or 8:30. We'll set out the donuts. We'll get right to work. There's plenty to do outside and inside, and we can use everyone that can possibly come. So that's this Saturday, 9 o'clock. And Sunday is our food and fellowship. And that means a couple of things. Number one, it means I want you to take time this week to write down some way, something that God has blessed you with, some answer to prayer. Maybe you didn't even pray for it and God answered it. Maybe some testimony, maybe somebody's life that's impacted yours. Write those things down. Bring them on Sunday because we're going to have some food together. And afterwards, about 1:30, we're going to have our praise and testimony time, which means that we will not meet 5 o'clock for evening worship this coming Sunday. So keep those things in mind. This has been the Elmira and You podcast for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. And I hope you'll join us this Sunday for our food and fellowship. We'll meet at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship, Right after the morning worship, you bring a dish and we'll share some food together. And then at 1:30, we'll meet for our praise and testimony time. Don't forget to write down your praises, your testimonies. But before that, we're going to meet tomorrow, Wednesday at 7 in the evening. You can join us virtually or you can join us in person. We meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me again on Thursday for another edition of Elmira and You. And if you have not already done so, spend some time with the Savior today.